This is Lone Vigil. The paranormal investigators clustered in the corridor. The writer and her team leader stood in the doorway. Now, you sure you're okay to do a lone vigil? Asked Brian. The writer looked around the room again and nodded. Brian couldn't decide if her shivers were down to the cold or nerves. Still, she'd volunteered to do the lone vigil in the nursery. It was her decision. The writer plumped for a spot on the floor opposite the door. She sat cross-legged, her back straight against the peeling wallpaper. Her eyes flicked between the empty cot in the corner and the abandoned toy box on the floor. Neither of them came with the decrepit manor, but the Trust bought them at an antiques fair 3 years ago to furnish the room. You know how to use the AMF meter, don't you? Just hold that button down on the side. Yes, that's it, said Brian. The meter crackled into life, whining at the electric light overhead. Obviously that light'll be off, and there's nothing going on downstairs, so if that goes off, you've got a visitor. You switched your phone off, haven't you? The writer nodded. Will this set it off? She held up the digital dictaphone. Only if you hold the meter right next to it. If you get a background click, it's probably the dictaphone, so you can ignore that. Anything stronger and, well, you know the deal, replied Brian. Okay, I'm only in here for 10 minutes, right? Yep, we'll come and get you when your time's up, but feel free to leave the room if you feel uncomfortable and shout if you need me. I'm just down the hall in the master bedroom. The writer offered a weak smile and looked over the list of suggested questions. She handed it back to Brian without a word. You felt guilty about leaving her alone, but it's what she'd asked to do. Okay, well, relax, have fun, and remember, they can't hurt you. Brian snapped off the light and closed the door. The writer blinked hard as Brian opened the door and flooding the nursery with harsh electric light. She clutched the AMF meter in her right hand, still ticking over its steady metronome click. Brian brought the other 6 group members into the room, and they sat on the floor with the writer. So how was that? Asked Brian. Well, I didn't see or hear anything, but the temperature dropped at one point and it felt like I was back outside. But when I said I was too cold, the temperature went back up again. The AMF meter went crazy then and again later on, replied the writer. Let's have a listen to the recording then. Brian picked up the dictaphone and pressed stop on the recording. He selected the beginning of the track and pressed play. The writer's hoarse voice filled the room. Okay, so this is Electronic Voice Phenomenon Test 1, AC Cedric in the nursery. Well, I can't see a sudden thing at the moment, so spirits, if you're in here with us, you're probably better off doing something I can hear instead of see, unless you fancy flicking the lights on for us. The group sat forward, straining to listen for a reply. Right, well, I don't half feel stupid talking to myself, so if there's something in here with us, do you want to say hello? A faint metallic ping cut through the slow AMF meter click. Two of the women gasped at each other. If that was just the metal in the mattress springs contracting because it's getting colder now the heating's gone off, then fine. If that was a spirit, can you do it again? Nothing. That's good, you've tried to think of a rational explanation too. If you can debunk the rational, then what you're left with is the truth, said Brian. The writer nodded and the two gasping women looked disappointed. Are there any children in the nursery? If there are, there's a box of toys by the cot. Do you want to play with them? Would you like to play a game with me? The voice on the recording cracked slightly. Nothing. The group listened to the silence between questions, pausing at 6 minutes in. The AMF meter screamed on the recording. The writer's voice cut across the insistent whine. Flamin' heck, it's sodden cold in here. Spirit, if you're there, do you fancy warming things up a bit? It's like piss in January now, said the writer's voice, followed by, "Ah, cheers very much, that's a lot better." Brian raised one eyebrow, but the writer refused to meet his gaze. 2 more minutes of the writer's questions and silent replies followed until the meter screamed again. Okay, Spirit, I know you're there, and this might sound like a daft question, the type you don't usually get asked, but... Fowlis Westerby, is that you? Asked the writer's voice. Yes, Icy, it's me,